When and if you are entitled, you live and make believe. Entitled, the worldview, the beingness is the seed level of your life. A whole life grew out of it, on top of it. A life that is unaware that it is not a natural state of being. That it makes you less suitable for life than those who manage to shed the genes off at age 3 and 6. This worldview envelops you in a fake suit of invulnerability. A fake suit like the emperor's new clothes. There is nothing there other than what you imagined. Why? Because the nature of reality is that you are entitled to nothing. Even in the first 6 years, you are not entitled to be fed, clothed, nurtured, babied. Not at all. Nature doesn't care. The selfish gene of the parents care. But not because you are entitled to any of it. The entitlement genes are merely there so you allow the nurturing while you are a dumb thing with nothing to provide for yourself. So you are given, by nature, the ability to scream when you are hungry, scream when you have soiled yourself, scream when you are lonely. And the ability to smile at those who smile at you. It is all part of the baby genes activity. The activity that helps you survive. But those genes turning off when their program tells them to turn off is also essential to survival. You need to learn life, you need to acquire the skills to provide for yourself. And it seems that you can't or won't if those genes don't turn off. I have clients who have given, one time or another, a big push to acquire a skill that would give them a way to provide for themselves. And then, when the going got tough, they quit. Another interesting thing I have observed that the same clients have had a hobby that could have given them a full-time income, but my clients considered themselves above that skill. So they never took it seriously. These are clients who had at least one of the two entitlement genes turn off. It seems that the traumatic incident at age 3 is designed to turn off one of those genes. If in that incident the child feels abandonment, abuse, rejection, feels that the parental protection has limits, the gene turns off. And then the child can evolve along natural lines, develop some abilities that will serve them in their lives. But if that incident wasn't traumatic enough, then the adult now has both baby genes still on. And consequently they struggle to do even the smallest things for themselves. Ultimately the difference between entitled and not entitled is this: will you be able and willing to do for yourself fully what needs done? Self-care, self-discipline, self-development, etc. Eating the way it's good for your body. Chewing your food to get the most out of it. Taking care of another, so they take care of you. Many a ways that people with their entitlement genes still on, can and won't. Already. One of the obvious signs of the entitlement genes are still on is that the bearer of the genes thinks that they should already know, they should already be able, they should already be there. Now, if the entitlement were real, they would already know. They would already be able, they would already be there. But they aren't. And it is very unsettling and it is the cause of a lot of misery. But instead of doing what Aristotle via Ayn Rand said they should do, contradictions do not exist. Whenever you think that you are facing a contradiction, check your premises. You will find that one of them is wrong. The premise, that you are entitled contradict the result, you don't already anything. No, be able, or be there. So the premise that you are entitled must be wrong. But like a person who takes out a bigger hammer to hammer a round peg into a square hole, 97% of entitled people keep on hammering away. Never making the intellectual leap of, maybe I am not entitled? And start doing the work that will help them know, be able, or get there. And, believe it or not, this step is what is one of the major signs of intelligence. In my measurements people, my clients, with both entitlement genes still on, have lower than average intellectual IQ. And depending on how they get the work they can even have a higher than average IQ. Why? Because if your seed level is delusional, then that delusion, that fog, that unclarity carries over to everything. You misunderstand, misconstrue, mishandle, miss everything. We could safely say that nearly all of your premises, things that you see as true are not true. Your opinion of yourself or others is flat out wrong. You can't see that you are not the arbiter of the universe, that you declaring something wrong doesn't make it wrong. And you are self-righteous, indignant, never content, because the world doesn't seem to give a flying figure. The world doesn't seem to agree with you. Your whole life is full of contradictions, and you are miserable. You don't understand that your premises are untrue. And no matter how many times I tell you, you don't get it. Could get it. But don't. So you are afraid of me. Huh? What do I have to do with anything? The truth will set you free, but first it will piss you off. If you can't face the truth, can't face the music, then you should not be here. And if you can, then do. Please. Face the truth, face the music. Now, Will that turn off the entitlement genes? No, says Source. But you can work around the genes, and more often than not, see things for what they are, how they are, instead of the delusion the genes want you to see. And start to build a life where you can be responsible. Responsible for what you allow to guide you and what you don't. Responsible for what opinion you allow and what opinion you won't. Also, responsible for being less smart, less clear, less able than you thought you were. And start getting smarter, clearer, and more able. In my opinion, the Drink Your Food Challenge is the best way to test this. In that challenge you'll have to, you will confront all your entitlement, all your behavior, and have a chance to wake up. If you do what the challenge asks you to do. If you keep on just talking like before, the challenge won't be able to do what it can do for you. You know who you are. Now, is there any other factor that lowers your intellectual IQ? In my experience, low cell hydration does make you foggy and stupid. One reason that your cell hydration would be low is that you drink beverages that are diuretics. And another reason is that something is growing in your body that shouldn't. And a third, you have diabetic condition. Diabetes is not an illness, it is a condition, by the way. A symptom. As is diarrhea, constipation, or hemorrhoids. Or worry. Or delusions. Sign up to do the Drink Your Food Challenge, buy the videos, and I'll throw in your spiritual and health measures for you, gratis. You'll have your starting point. The two reports sell as a unit daily for $40. So it is a buy bonus. And no, you are not entitled to it, I am giving it to you because 1. I want to know 2. You should know. Get a big bonus to the Drink Your Food.